Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, I probably need you to speak up a little bit. Hello, hello, hello. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah. As Dick said, my name is Byron Harden. Thank you for having me from a very different perspective than what was spoke on earlier. A perspective that I appreciate and one that I've known for my life. Conventional employment, of course. So thank you to Dick as well and Kate for inviting me. Self-employment is it's really the wave. It's the wave of the future, honestly. In a lot of ways, conventional employment has been around, will be around, but self-employment is growing immensely. I'm a product of it myself. I'll give a little bit of background about that. I'm a product of BBS as well, Bureau of Blind Services from Illinois. Probably was the largest case in that state. And to date, they gave me $142,000 to start my business. This is very doable across the United States. It's precedented, so anybody can do it now. but my business was a recording studio and a production company. I'll get a little bit closer to this mic. And a production company. But the main focus of my business is that it's a vocational school as well, and we train the totally blind on audio production and studio engineering. Generally, that's dealing with persons who want to go into it as a 1099, self-employed contractor. I know people hear horror stories about audio industry. You know, there's no jobs available. Large format studios are closing down. And this is a very, very, very true statement. However, it's also a very narrow statement. Especially as a blind person, which I am, totally blind. Via technology, obviously, the world is really your customer base nowadays or your client base. And, you know, with networks, you know, as far as the internet is concerned and technology, just conventional technology, adaptive technology, it's very, 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 very possible to make a strong living or do this thing as a hobby as well. We are training individuals just for that. What we're excited about is that this is not geographically bound. When you do have a job, I think Dave spoke to this earlier, it doesn't matter, you know, kind of where you are because of technology. You can totally work for a company that is based in California and live in Washington, D.C., and this is no different than that. It used to be to obtain customers for them to come into a recording studio. You would have to, first of all, spend $5 million just to have the building and the equipment, and then worry about them spending $1,000 to be there. So it kind of, it's a very difficult world to be in. Whereas nowadays, things are flip-flopped. You can spend $1,000 to get into the business, and that's one person's project. It's $1,000, so you've already broken even on one project. However, instead of your customer base being foot traffic in the metropolitan, it is 7 billion people available to you now. Okay, so I think it just makes more sense where you have technology, you have something called optimization, which is very important. Self-employment, one of the great things about it, obviously, is creativity and creating, you know, positions within this particular audio industry, such as music therapists. That's in the audio industry, as well as it's in the it's in the medical industry as well. But as well. We do podcasting, right? Club DJing, events. So to be able to make a living playing music for people at a common ground, whether that's weddings, church functions, graduation parties, regular parties. I mentioned club dates. As well, studio engineering is another job in that particular area or business. Post-production, which we've trained individuals for that as well. That can be in a million different areas, radio stations, by way of television production, film production as well, peer editing, Foley work for video games, movies as well, film, I should say. So that feeds right into the next one, which is sound design, basic sound design. Jingle writing, which gets right back to music. But as you can see, these things don't necessarily take you out of your geographic location. You're 1,000% able to perform these functions at a quality level, at the preferred quality level, as your employer, which obviously would be 1099 employer.
excuse me.
Oh yeah. So I think my main thing is a takeaway is, you know, how do you prepare for that? And for myself, my preparation was the drive. I think. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. I want people to be verbal because obviously I can't see hands go up. But I'm curious to know how many people have a passion in this room. Okay. Yes. Yes. It's pretty interesting, right? And a lot of persons' passions get skipped over when they look at conventional employment, and it makes it difficult to attend that place of business. And to make a living, I think Colleen spoke to that. You know, it's hard to stay somewhere and not be passionate about what you do. So if audio is a passion for you at any kind of level, you know, I encourage you guys to seek that. We are this fall, our program is extending from the hand-over-hand training. Is extended from the hand-over-hand training to an online training as well, which is going to be an interactive platform on a couple of different levels. Excuse me. And so persons who want to learn DAWs, and which is digital audio workstations, persons who are interested and music lessons, people are interested in conventional technology as well. All of these things will be available through an online curriculum that IC Music, which is my company, will have available to all. So that's probably about my time. I try to wrap it up and gist, but as you can tell, I can go. Yeah. So thank you.